Who else is here? Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Denise from Stockton, California.
Hey, Denise.
Hi.
Hey, Kevin, how long is the seminar going to be?
It'll be about 70 minutes.
Okay.
Yep. So I know for us on the East Coast, it's getting a little late. I don't know if there's anyone listening from the UK, but if you are, man, you're a trooper.
Hey, Kevin, this is Adam from Elements for Life. We never met. It's so much to know
I'm
on the line.
How are you?
Doing really great. Great to have you. Thanks for putting this together. It's really surreal having this many people and excited to meet you.
Yeah, it's great. I'm excited, too. We have about 55 seconds to go. David, are you on the call here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, he's coming on now. Good.
Oh, you're talking to David.
That's 42 seconds. Anyone else on the line? Go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from. Oh, there's a baby.
Yeah.
He or she into superfoods or what?
future superhero.
You got it. Is David on the line yet? We've got 7 seconds, but we'll wait until our guest comes on. don't want me to just start talking.
What are the temperatures in Alaska?
Oh, it's beautiful today. It's 65 and sunny and, oh, wonderful. It's been a cold, rainy summer, though, most of the summer, though, I must admit. What's that?
What are the low temperatures?
The low in the summer?
Yeah.
It's 50. No, not bad. Well, you wake up in the morning and it's about 40-something.
We're going to start in just a few minutes here. We're still waiting for David Wolf to come on the line. So, David, if you're here, give us a shout.
Okay.
Anyone else? Hello? Go ahead and introduce themselves.
Debbie from Texas.
Hey, Debbie.
Emily from Chicago. Denise from Florida.
California.
Oh,
you guys were going good. Everyone was taking their shots. Now then it got all clustered.
Yeah, now.
Hey, all right.
There he is. All right, what we're going to do is... everyone give a big woo-hoo!
I did.
All right. What we're going to do is I'm going to get on the other line here and mute out all this noise so we all can hear. And David, are you here?
Can you hear me there, Kevin?
I can hear you. That's awesome.
Excellent.
So are you ready to rock and roll or what?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go, guys. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. My name is Kevin Gianni from RenegadeHealth.com, and I'll be your host for this exciting and educational call. Before I introduce our guest tonight, I want to tell you that the purpose of this call is to give you cutting edge and basically insider information about the world's most unique and powerful superfoods, plain and simple. So please listen in. If you don't have a pen and piece of paper, go and get one right now. Please, this is going to be a lot of cool stuff. We were just talking to David before this call, and he's got a lot of great new research and stuff that's coming out about some of these superfoods. So you're going to want to take this stuff down. Tonight's call is sponsored by Elements for Life, which is a unique superfoods company, and we'll be talking about how you can get some of their products, as well as you can join David, spread the word of superfoods to the far reaches of the globe, or at least to those who you care about. So let me go get right into it and introduce tonight's guest. David Wolf is the author of the best-selling books Eating for Beauty, The Sun Food Diet Success System, Naked Chocolate, and his newest release, Amazing Grace, is, and it's all supported by his nutrition mission by Sun Food Nutrition. Wow. Did you have like a poet write that? Sunfood.com is the world's largest distributor of books, juicers, audio, DVD, organic beauty products, bulk organic foods, and everything else that's going to support a plant-based food lifestyle. David conducts nearly 100 health lectures, seminars, and hosts at least 6 raw adventure retreats each year in the United States, Canada, Europe, and the South Pacific, as well as Central and South America. And you can view his current schedule on www.sunfood.com. fruittreeever.com. He's also the co-founder of thebestdayever.com and founder of the nonprofit Fruit Tree Planting Foundation. So, David, there are a ton of people on this call. I want to give a big, big welcome to you, and thank you for taking the time to be with us tonight.
Kevin, it's an absolute pleasure. I'm very excited about what's happening with Elements for Life. I've known Chad, who founded Elements for Life, for about, I believe it's about 6 years. I met him at the first event he ever did in New York, and we've been friends ever since, and he's been hanging out with me, and we've been working on this project for a long time, and it's finally coming to fruition. And I am also very excited to share cutting-edge information on superfoods, which has been right in the belly of all the research I've been doing over the last about 4 months, at a pace of about 8 hours a day. So we're going to get some of that tonight as well.
Well, let's get into – there are some people on this call who don't know who you are. So let's give a brief, like, 2 minutes on who you are, and then we're going to get right into this superfood stuff because we've got a ton of questions from a lot of the listeners.
Okay, well, I'm the son of two medical doctors, and I grew up on the eastern seaboard, New Jersey, New York City, until I was about 10 years old. I've lived all over the world now. My background, educational background, is I have a master's in nutrition, two engineering degrees, mechanical and environmental engineering, a BS, in political science, and also, a Juris Doctor in law. I forget it all because it's all irrelevant and doesn't matter. But that's my educational background. And then I've also done a lot of books. I've started many different companies. I wrote the business plan and sold one of the first raw food restaurants in America in Las Vegas about 13 years ago. And it's just been a super fun, enjoyable ride educating people about how to have the best health ever by eating the foods in the way that God and nature has delivered them to us in their raw, natural state. And I've been a raw foodist for 15 years, and it's incredible. I mean, I have no pain in my body ever. It doesn't matter why. I hiked 30 miles the other day out of the blue. I hadn't even hiked a mile in months, and no sore muscles. I mean, that's why you don't see a deer doing yoga or a gorilla doing yoga, because they eat natural foods and their bodies are already flexible. And that's the invitation that is in front of all of us on this call right now, to get into a state where we're out of pain, we're out of fear of disease, and we're feeling awesome all the time.
Well, that sounds amazing. Now, how can superfoods do that? I mean, how can foods, just foods, get someone feeling that way all the time?
Most of us grew up on the same kind of food. I mean, I grew up on Flintstones, chewable vitamins, Fruit Loops, pasteurized, homogenized, glow-in-the-dark, larvicide, pesticide, herbicide, pus-filled, blood-filled, chalk-filled, hormonally altered, genetically modified milk in a plastic gallon container, like all of us did, and we survived that food. And what's interesting and what the discovery is that you are what you eat, the phrase we all know, you are what you eat, is much, much more powerful than we ever knew. But we were eating such a kind of an aberrant diet, a diet that really had nothing to do with kind of the way things that are delivered to us by Mother Nature, that we don't realize it. And when you get onto raw and living foods as best you can, when you get onto organic foods as best you can, superfoods, which is the great gift that the raw and living foods movement is bringing the world right now, when you get onto these things, you start feeling a vitality you probably haven't felt since you were a child. And it renews you at a very core level. And then you get into a place where you're feeling, whoa, I can be here for a while. I'm not going to die anytime soon. And that's the promise.
And so when we talk about superfoods, I mean, let's get into, like, right into specific ones. I want to talk about some of the ones that Elements for Life, that they are producing. And I want to get the nitty-gritty about this stuff, because I know you've been doing the research. I mean, is there one that you want to start with?
I've just been so knee-deep into so many of these things. I guess we'll talk about goji berries first.
Awesome.
The goji berry is probably the most interesting superfood in the world. It's kind of the poster child of all superfoods because it's so darn easy for anybody to eat it and enjoy it, get the benefits of it, even if they never even heard of raw foods, organic, anything of that nature. They could be 80, they could be 1 year old, and it works. And that's what I love about goji berries is it's such a wide appeal, It's a berry that comes from a bush. It's indigenous to Tibet, Mongolia, and China, with some varieties growing here in America, especially in the Arizona desert. And it's a complete protein source. It's one of the highest antioxidant content foods in the world. It is an extraordinary source of polysaccharides, which modulates our immune system. And on top of all of that, it's probably the best food in the world for your eyes. And if we look around and we see where are people most affected, where's their health most affected, we see that, you know, everybody has something going on with their eyes. You know, a lot of us are wearing glasses or contacts, and we all have stuff going on with our teeth. And so here's a food that can help us address our eye troubles and get our vision back to where it should be.
And you just mentioned teeth, and it's probably something that we can talk about. Is there a specific superfood that can deal with that?
Yeah, actually, cacao, chocolate. The raw chocolate nut. All chocolate is made out of a nut. I mean, I cannot even tell you how many years it took me to come across that, finally realize, wait a second, chocolate is made out of a nut like an almond or a pecan or a cashew, and that nut is the most widely eaten nut in the world that nobody eats because everybody's eating a processed form of it, namely what we call chocolate. And when you eat the original form, you get the highest source of magnesium, iron, chromium, perhaps of vitamin C, and definitely of antioxidants of any food/superfood in the world. Also, the soluble fiber in cacao is some of the best fiber for us. And on top of all that, it's chocolate. So it's like pure joy. It's heaven. You know, all these studies are pointing to something in the chocolate that's good for us. Well, that's been identified. It's the chocolate nut. It's the cacao bean. It's not really a bean. It's a nut or a nib. And you can just eat that straight, or you can throw it in your smoothie, or you can make stuff with it. And that's where the magic is. And it's great for your teeth because the magnesium is a critical catalyst for dentition, for the accumulation of dental calcium on the teeth.
Great. And can you talk a little bit about how the cacao is processed and how it's brought to here? I mean, what are some of the ways that it's being cultivated and the globally conscious ways that it's happening?
Well, actually, we may have never have realized this, but our choices of buying organic chocolate, even if it's processed, it's been cooked and whatever, that choice to buy organic chocolate is probably the single best thing we can do for the environment. And the reason why that is because growing the chocolate tree in its natural habitat, which is the Amazon and the great jungles of Central and South America, is the primary financial barrier that keeps the petroleum industry, the cattle industry, the logging industry from coming in and mowing down the forest. Because if you have 3,000 cacao trees out there in that forest, that's your money. You're not going to let anybody come in there and mow it down. So it gives incentive for indigenous people to stay there, and it's the highest value cash crop in the world. So therefore, people who grow chocolate are the most prosperous of all farmers.
Wow. And now when we're talking about cacao, there's a lot of people who will say, you know, don't eat it, it's a stimulant. And then there's people who say, oh, my gosh, this is the best stuff on earth. What do you say to that? What's your general thought about the stimulants in cacao, namely raw cacao, and their difference from cooked cacao or like a chocolate bar from the store?
Okay, well, I guess I have to preface the answer to that by saying that cacao seems to cause irrational behavior in the people who don't eat it. So you'll find that people, you know, are so in their head about this thing. The thing about cacao that makes it so special is it's a food that's associated with the heart. I mean, that's why we have chocolate hearts. And when you open your heart with chocolate, you get out of your head. So you stop this whole, you know, thought process, analyzing everything, you know, kind of this neurosis of our civilization, and you just get into like, oh, okay, I'm just feeling. Everything's cool. It's all good. Everything's cool. You know, so that people who are really wound up, you know, in their head have trouble with chocolate because chocolate kind of detoxifies that. Now, the stimulants in chocolate are very, very mild. I mean, first of all, chocolate does not contain caffeine. The caffeine that has shown up in processed chocolate bars was spiked in the chocolate liqueur when it was processed in the third world with guarana and kola nut. which are added into the chocolate when it's processed and spike the caffeine content. So raw cacao contains either 1/20th the amount of caffeine of an equivalent weight of coffee beans or no caffeine, and we know that from many different angles, from the direct scientific analysis of the cacao bean all the way to Dr. Gabriel Cousins' research, his clinical research on how cacao beans do not stimulate blood sugar elevation, which, you know, if you have anything with cacao with caffeine in it, any food with caffeine whatsoever, it'll raise your blood sugar by 30% within a half hour to an hour. Cacao raises your blood sugar between 6 and 10%, which is one of the lowest of any foods, which is interesting.
Really?
Theobromine, the active chemical in cacao, is a cardiovascular relaxant or dilator. So what it does, it allows you to absorb nutrients better, it allows you to relax more, and it actually has been shown that if you inject theobromine into someone's heart when they have a heart attack, it can save their life. And that was the primary treatment for a heart attack from 1890 to 1930 in America until stronger pharmaceuticals came along and kind of drove theobromine off the shelf. So a chocolate extract was used and injected into people to revive them when they had a heart attack. I thought that was very interesting.
That's an incredible amount of information. that's insane. I do want to talk. I think a lot of people on the call know about the chocolate, and they know all about, you know, the benefits of it. Let's move into some of the lesser known superfoods, and specifically, I want to talk about noni. I want to talk about colloidal gold, and I want to talk about some of these things in a little more detail. So let's start with noni. Why don't you tell, some people may not have ever heard of noni, so why don't you give a brief introduction to that specific superfood, and then we'll just go get right into it.
Okay, well, noni, I speak about noni from the experience of being a noni farmer. I actually grow noni trees, and it's one of the most delightful tropical trees in the world. It's generally considered in Polynesian lore a cure-all. It cures almost any kind of condition if you just stay with it long enough. I had a friend of mine who did fresh noni fruit. The tree produces a fruit, and when the fruit is ripe, it gets soft like an avocado, and you can blend it with coconut water and then strain out the seed particles in the skin, and then you have this beautiful, like, slurry. It's kind of like an orange Julius. But it doesn't quite taste like an orange Julius, but it's drinkable. And you drink that, and a friend of mine did that for 3 months. He did a three-month fast on that right there, coconut water and noni fruit, fresh, raw, and ripe. And he said that the noni healed things in him that he didn't even know was wrong with him.
Wow.
So that's the kind of thing that it is. It has a tremendous amount of sulfur in it, and if you've ever tried MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane, and you've seen your hair, skin, and nails improve, you can get all of those benefits just directly from the noni. Noni is considered, the noni fruit in particular, is considered the highest natural concentrate of polysaccharides in the natural world. Now, a polysaccharide is a branched sugar, a very complex sugar that is usually associated with stimulating the immune system to produce a broader variety of immune system weapons. The future of food and superfoods is all about polysaccharides. And if we have enough polysaccharides in our diet, our body naturally becomes resistant to viruses, corrosive bacteria, candida, mold, all of those immune system disorders that we're seeing more and more of. Noni attacks all of that. One more thing I want to say about noni fruit is that when you buy it in a store, for example, and you see that liquid stuff, that's not noni juice, actually. They call it noni juice, but it's not. It's actually noni wine. So what you do is you take all your nonis. You can do this. We do this at my house. You take all your nonis, you put them in a glass jar with a lid on it, and you just let them ferment down into like this blackish kind of liquid, and then you just add that to your smoothies, and it's a super potent immune system stimulant. But I would say it's different than the fruit raw, ripe, in its natural state. It's a little bit more, the wine is a little bit more alcoholic, so it kind of goes in your system a little bit deeper, but it doesn't have the long-term effect. You know, you'll feel it for an hour instead of 3 hours,
okay.
The way the fruit would treat you.
And then is there any specific nutritional difference between something that's fermented like that? I mean, obviously, if it's fermented, we're going to have some beneficial bacteria, but what's the difference between the two?
Well, the main difference is that the long-branched sugars, the polysaccharides, many of them break down during that fermentation process, and there's still a whole lot of medicinal polysaccharides left in the juice, but they're not, or the wine, but it's not quite as high as the whole fruit itself.
Gotcha. Now, how does Noni compare? This is a question from one of the listeners. How does Noni compare to acai?
Oh, it's very different. Acai, well, Noni, first of all, is indigenous to Polynesia. Apparently, you know, the legend in Hawaii is that the star people brought Noni to the north shore of Kauai, and from there it was spread throughout Polynesia. Now, the acai berry is a palm fruit, a completely different species of plant. Noni is a fruit tree, like the kind of fruit trees we're used to seeing. It looks just like very close in look to a citrus tree. And the acai is more like a date palm. And each acai berry is blue, and it has a very little amount of meat on it. But that's where the magic is. And so you just kind of throw it in your mouth and just kind of chew about four or five of them and get that meat off the outside, and you get all those omega-3 fatty acids, for example, that acai has, the huge amount of antioxidants, the blue pigments, and that's where you're going to get that, you know, that acai kick. Now, acai is not nearly as medicinal as noni in terms of the broad spectrum of immune system stimulation or modulation, being able to bring the immune system down if necessary. But acai has been shown to actually kill cancer cells. There's a huge release on that in the world media about 2 or 3 months ago, which was fascinating. And that was in vitro. They found that acai was actually killing all cancer cells it was exposed to.
Wow. Is noni okay for diabetics? This is a question as well.
Noni is excellent for diabetics. And when I'm saying noni, I'm talking about either a little bit of the noni juice, which is the noni wine, which is like a shot, or you go for the fruit, because the fruit contains really no sugar in the sense of like glucose and fructose. It's almost all polysaccharides. So it's very bitter tasting. And what that means for a diabetic is you don't get that sugar stimulation, but you do get long-term energy, and it does support your immune system. And in the case of a diabetic who's a type 1 diabetic, a lot of times there's an autoimmune condition at the bottom of type 1 diabetes, like viruses that have penetrated into the pancreas, you know, when somebody, it was in their youth, and then they got type 1 diabetes. And noni can help to start to reverse that.
And can it be used as a tonic on a daily basis?
Noni is a very powerful superfood, and it's kind of an on-off thing. Noni juice or noni wine is something that's more of a tonic you can take every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you would really do with noni and the fruit, if you're in Hawaii, for example, or if you had it growing in Florida or in the Caribbean, you would actually kind of get on it for 4 or 5 days and then lay off it for a couple of days and then get back on it. And you just find yourself doing that naturally anyway. And then you're going to get actually more efficacy from that food by doing it that way.
You know, noni is notoriously interesting tasting. I'll leave it at that. But what are some of the suggestions that you have to take it and eat it without, you know, feeling like you're eating something that doesn't taste is the best ever? I'll put it that way.
Yeah, it's definitely a Limburger cheese type of odor. That's for sure. And I remember the first time I ate it, I thought that someone played a joke on me. I thought that they were like, you know, I don't know. I thought that they had like, you know, stored like a moldy fruit in a closet for 3 years and then forced me to eat it. I mean, it tastes like a Dr. Scholl's foot odor absorber. It's really gross. But you can actually stomach it if you take the whole fruit and blend it with coconut and then maybe a little bit of honey is really good too. Blend the whole thing down, then strain it. And that seems to take a lot of those bitter elements out. If you're doing the noni wine or the noni juice, like Elements for Life has the Island Fire product, that's already kind of been toned down for you, so that's a little bit more doable. And, you know, people say, oh, it's gross, I can't drink it. And then, you know, I remember, you know, this is my friends, I remember, you know, when you were 18, you were drinking scotch and you were able to do that, you know. So if you've ever had hard alcohol in your life, you can drink noni. And noni, when I say it's alcoholic, it doesn't have any alcohol stimulation because the alcohol sugars are very long. They're still in the polysaccharide state. So you're not going to get any buzz. You're not going to get any kind of, like, alcohol high from it. And I just want to stress that. But you can get an immune system high out of it, like a sense of well-being that's pretty amazing.
And let's talk about the Island Fire a little bit. You know, what are some of the things that they've done to that to tone it down and make it really an elixir?
Well, it has a whole bunch of goodies that have been added into it, you know, to give it its magic. And, of course, the base of it is the noni juice itself. That's the liquid base. And then there's ginger, lemon, turmeric. You know, turmeric, by the way, is extraordinary antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, one of the greatest in the world. Very easy to grow if you live in the tropics or live in Florida. There's some agave and vinegar. Vinegar is a great preserving agent, and that's kind of the preservative that's in here is the vinegar and the noni itself as well. And then there's a mixture of colloidal minerals that have been put in the Island Fire. And so it's kind of like a thing. The way I like to have it is either like a shot of it and just kind of sip on it, or like a big glass of ice and then kind of sprinkle it in there. And, you know, it's kind of like the way you would do like a scotch or something like that, even though I don't drink and don't have anything to do with that. But it's kind of like that. You can kind of just sip on it at a party. It's awesome for that.
Yeah, and we'll be talking a little bit more towards the end of this call where you can get the Island Fire and some more information about Elements for Life. David, let's get into colloidal gold. A lot of us know about colloidal silver, but a lot of us don't know about colloidal gold, and this is one of the products that Elements for Life does offer. What is this stuff? What's the deal?
Okay, well, most of us are aware that colloidal silver is actually capable of killing all corrosive organisms. That means nanobacteria, viruses, fungi that's dangerous to us, like candida, cancer cells. All of these things are reactive to colloidal silver. On a metaphysical level, colloidal gold does that for us. So colloidal gold kind of clears our energy space, and it works specifically. Now we're really, in the last 10 years, we've really gotten on to how this thing is working. It works on helping us to replicate serotonin, and gold is on the octave of serotonin. And what I mean by that is, you know, like some of the great minds like Rudolf Steiner didn't look at the world and break it up into a billion different categories. What he saw was that, for example, the sun is identical to your heart. They're on the same octave. You know, when there's sunspot activity, heart attacks can double. I mean, that's amazing because your heart is reacting to what's happening in the sun. So when we start looking at what gold does in our body, what we find out is it's affecting serotonin. And serotonin, if you've read Molecules of Emotion by Candace Pert, you'll discover in that book that she reports that serotonin is present in every living cell, and it is the primary neurotransmitter, and it is our primary stress defense shield. So when we're living in a situation, let's say we're in New York City, you know, there's all kinds of minor stresses going off at all times, and it can wear us down. And colloidal gold is kind of like a psychic defense shield that helps us to keep that at bay because it keeps us happy, it keeps that serotonin replicating properly, and delivers that kind of happy joy feeling in a way that is non-stimulatory. There's no drug aspect of colloidal gold.
Gotcha. So it's not similar in the way, you know, antimicrobial and antibiotic that silver has at all? Or does it have some of the same activating properties?
I don't know if it does or not.
Okay.
It probably does, because metals in solution are very powerful antibiotics. That's why we make silverware out of metals like silver, because it naturally keeps bacteria from growing on it. That's just a property that all metals share. But mostly gold is working on our consciousness. It's not so much working in the physical, it's working more in the etheric.
And where does colloidal gold come from?
It's actually made out of gold and water. So gold, you know, in the great alchemical literature of Western civilization, the great alchemical literature of Ayurvedic civilization and Chinese civilization has this commonality, and that is that there is a way to take the metal gold and turn it into a liquid and then drink it. And that's what Chad has really figured out how to do. There's different ways to do it. Well, obviously, colloidal gold is one way of doing it, and there are other ways of doing it. So if you can then ingest gold as a food, then you can get access to the magic of gold itself. And one of the great things about gold is its association with prosperity and prosperity consciousness. And that's one of the great kind of side effects of consuming gold is you get kind of in a state of it's all good, everything's great, it's improving all the time, the economy's perfect, everything's great, we have enough money, we have enough everything.
And so someone who is kind of just exploring their options with superfoods, I mean, where does this rank in terms of when they should pick up something like colloidal gold? Because metaphysical stuff, I mean, this seems pretty serious.
Yeah,
what's your thoughts on that?
We're all at different levels of this. I've met people who are so metaphysical and they're so etheric, they're barely in their body. And then I've met people who are so far in their body, you couldn't even broach an issue about any kind of spiritual anything or you're going to get punched. You know, so we have everybody falls into this gradation between all these things. So what you do is you just kind of play with it. It's like a toy. One of the things about superfoods and the explosion of the most incredible supplements and herbs and everything that we have before us, one of the things that's going on with that is we're reassessing our values. You know, my dad's value in 1974 was having a Maserati. You know, at the same age that I'm at right now as he was back then, my value is having the Maserati of superfoods. I don't want to have some kind of car or vehicle or something that pollutes the planet. I want something that's going to make me feel better, longevity. It's going to give me more energy. It's going to be fun to play with, you know, all of those things. And so we're looking at new types of toys. And colloidal gold is like it's the toy of the future. Plus, it's so familiar to us. I mean, everybody knows what gold is. You know, it's so simple.
Yeah, I was just speaking with a friend who's actually taking the gold, and it might be better to actually have her explain just what she's experienced with it. And she's actually on the call. So, Hope, are you there?
I am there. This is a great call. I love, David, I love listening to you every time you speak. Such a wealth of information. So I appreciate it.
Thank you, Hope. So how's the Gold Rush product been treating you?
The Gold Rush is absolutely amazing. I mean, as you know, I'm a practitioner in Connecticut and in New York, and what I focus on with people is using food as medicine, and I deal with major inflammation and major disease in the body. So when for me, what I do when trying anything new, I kind of use myself as a guinea pig, and I isolate and use just that one particular supplement and eliminate anything else I would normally be taking so I can really see how it shows up in my body system. And what my experience has been, first of all, the overall sense of well-being, definitely almost raising the frequency in my body system. So really high level of well-being. I was just calling it the gold Prozac, even though this is not sanctioned by the FDA, the EPA, or any other IRAs, but this is just my own personal experience on this. I feel like it's created an overall sense of well-being. Also, I'm a runner, and I literally went from, I doubled my mileage, like literally just doubled it in one day. And it's been amazing in terms of dreams and sleep. It's created a whole other level of restfulness in my sleep. And then very detailed and beautiful dreams and dream clarity and dream consciousness. Also on the endurance end, I had a few nights a couple of weeks ago, which were literally, I was just very busy. So it was like, went to sleep at about 3:30, three nights in a row, which is not typical for me, and was able to just get up and go running in the morning. And then I'm noticing its effect on an anti-aging level. I actually had a facial this morning with the alchemist of skin creation, somebody I know, and she said that my skin was absolutely amazing. And people have been just coming up to me and saying, your skin looks extraordinary. And I eventually realized what it was, and I said, it looks gold, right? Because I started to get what was happening there. So literally, it actually looks gold, and just the skin on my face is just really incredible. So that's just like, and then also libido, I was saying, is like a huge libido stimulant. So that's like just from the gold that's happening.
Right on, Hope. That's awesome. I mean, this is what's before us. I mean, some of us who are on the call right now, When you actually open up to what is out there, it's the greatest abundance in the history of the world, and we have the greatest tools in the history of the world for health and well-being. And it's actually showing up at exactly the right time because of the crises that we're facing with our health and, you know, with cancer and with heart disease. So all the solutions are always there when the problems are created. And what we're doing as a group, what this group of individuals is doing and what Elements for Life is doing, is getting completely solution-oriented, pun intended.
Well, Hope, thanks for sharing.
You're welcome. It's really been incredibly impactful for me to take a look at that, so I'm excited about it.
That's great. I can't wait to meet you
in
person. We've been on the phone.
Absolutely.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to talk a little bit more about some of these superfoods. David, I want to move into medicinal mushrooms, and I want to move in specifically to cordyceps, and I want to talk about that, and I also want to talk about zeolite. But let's talk about zeolite first, just because this is just such an interesting product in itself. And I just want to kind of know, for those people who aren't out there, or who are there, of course they're out there, if people are out there, you know, what's going on with zeolite? Why should someone be interested in possibly using it? And what's the whole story on it?
Zeolites are compounds that come out of the earth. They're created where there's been volcanic activity next to the ocean, and as the lava goes into the ocean, it forms zeolites. The molten lava literally can float in the ocean as soon as it hits. It's a really amazing thing to see. I've actually seen it on the Big Island of Hawaii. It's really incredible. And then it forms all these porous cages, and when you micronize the zeolite down into a powder and consume it, those cages suck up like a vacuum cleaner heavy metals, volatile organic compounds. Volatile organic compounds, by the way, include benzene, toluene, xylene, hexane, things that are really liver toxic. And it has a drawing power that pulls out also metabolic waste toxins. So let me just give you a little idea of why you would use something like this and where this all comes from. First of all, all vegetarian mammals in nature eat clay. This is one of the most unknown things in our whole diet world. And the reason why they do that is because when you are in a situation, say at the end of the summer, where the food has been kind of cut down, if you're in the savannas of Africa and you're an elephant, you start having to eat foods over and over again that, you know, you kind of don't really want to because you're sick of them. You know, it's like eating dandelion every day for a year. You know, after a while you get sick of it. Well, clay helps to detoxify that food so it doesn't kind of get in our system and irritate us. If you know, any food, if you eat too much of it, can be irritable. You can become irritated with it because your body goes, hey, we've had enough of that, we need something else. And clay neutralizes that. Clay also neutralizes metabolic waste materials. So just the normal metabolic waste materials of cellular metabolism are sucked out and drawn out by clay as you eat it and moves through your system. And you'd eat it just like you would eat, you know, like a cookie or something. I mean, you just eat it. It's really interesting if you study that. And then what we found, though, is that when you spray like a mouse or a rat with pesticides, they will immediately go to eat clay in order to detoxify themselves. Well, we have flooded the planet with actually things that are even worse than pesticides, including depleted uranium, uranium-238, all kinds of heavy metals, mercury. By the way, mercury is still the most toxic substance going. It's even more toxic than DDT, and that's why we have mercury fillings. I don't know how we got there, but somehow we did, so we got to get off of that. And when we look at all of these things, we realize that clay is not strong enough anymore to actually draw out the toxins we're dealing with. So scientists figured that out about 50 years ago and began to look at fulvic acid and humic acid, which are kind of evolved forms of clay-like substances that have a tremendous drawing power. Then they realized that that's probably not even strong enough to deal with nuclear types of waste products like radioactive cesium or strontium or plutonium or anything like that. And so then that's when they went to zeolites. And it's been found not only recently but also in the distant past that zeolites have the same kind of detoxifying qualities as clay would have, and we've all maybe heard of bentonite clay healing and using bentonite clay to detoxify us, but zeolites are about probably 50 times more powerful or more, pound for pound. And when you have like if the Elements for Life product is a liquid zeolite product, it's actually been micronized, so that powder's been micronized to expose more surface area, so you even get more drawing power. And these products are designed to detoxify us of the toxins of civilization, things we may have had, things we may have even gotten as an embryo from our mom. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that this material can pull out. and zeolites are critical, in my estimation, to any detoxification program at this point.
In my understanding, they almost work like lobster traps. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's like one analogy is a vacuum where each zeolite molecule is like a vacuum, and if you've ever seen those vacuums with the bags on it, that's the cage that holds whatever toxins get sucked up, and that bag will not open up in your system again. It will actually be completely locked up until you excrete the zeolite, making zeolites one of the more powerful healers of toxicity because they won't take a toxin out of one spot and redeposit it somewhere else.
Gotcha. And with the zeolite, I mean, it seems like this is something that someone should consider taking. I mean, do you recommend everyone taking it, or is it something that maybe someone goes and get tested for different toxicity, heavy metal toxicity or something like that, and then get into it? What's the protocol? And what has Gabriel Cousins done with it, too? I know he's done a lot of work with it specifically.
I mean, we can just say with a lot of truth that most of us are contaminated with mercury, especially if we've had mercury fillings. Arsenic, if you I grew up on the Jersey Shore and we had those wood benches and recliners and all that, and I used to play on those things when I was a kid, and those things are loaded with arsenic. You know, so then we got arsenic poisoning. We've all been exposed to hexane, xylene, toluene, which are chemicals. They're alcohols that are used in manufacturing. So as a general rule, I believe it's a good idea for all of us to start with zeolites as part of our healing protocol at different varying levels depending on how much we can handle it. Because if you go high on zeolites, it can be a pretty intense road because it will start pulling everything out. And in that case, the best thing to do is just rest and drink lots of water and vitamin C.
Great. And this is how the rest of the call is going to go, so everyone else knows there. Let's talk about one more superfood, and then we're going to let a few people come on from Elements for Life, and we're going to talk about that for a little bit. And then at the end, we're going to answer some more questions, and we're going to talk about marine phytoplankton. So that's kind of the schedule for the rest of the evening tonight. But let's talk about cordyceps. I love medicinal mushrooms. I think that they're just incredible. What is cordyceps, for people who haven't heard it, and what are some of the great things that you can do with it?
Okay, well, let's briefly talk about the medicinal mushrooms. Out of all the healing herbs in the world, in my opinion, the medicinal mushrooms, the shagas, the reishi, the maitake, the cordyceps, the coriolis, the lion's manes, these are all different types of medicinal mushrooms, and they are probably the best weapons or natural antibiotics that we can find in nature, and with a little bit of technology, we can concentrate them to the point where they're very efficacious against nearly every kind of condition we're facing today. Cordyceps works specifically on the Jing energy, and generally more for males than females, but it's good for women to take it too. And when I say Jing energy, I'm talking about the battery pack, which we call our adrenal kidney cortex. And this area of our body is very deeply affected by the poor diets we have today, all the different kinds of stresses we have today. You know, when our adrenaline flips on, it can be a drain on that part of our body, and then we end up with back pain, we end up with tight hamstrings, or we can end up with kidney disorders. And the best thing to really help alleviate that is listening to the great wisdom of Chinese medicine on the subject, and Chinese medicine recommends first cordyceps for the Jing energy, which is that kidney adrenal energy.
So this is for someone who's got that stressed out type, sitting in front of a computer all day long type mentality going on, huh?
Yeah, and it's for people who are adrenally exhausted. It's also for men who've lost, sexual stamina. That's another thing as well, is that Jing energy is related to potency in men. And to rebuild that requires the right kinds of superfoods and herbs. And cordyceps is phenomenal. And cordyceps was so valued in ancient China that the emperor had, under penalty of death, made it illegal for anyone to possess cordyceps who was not in the noble court.
Really?
So it was that revered. I mean, the emperor was like, nope, it's all for me. You can't have any of it. I mean, that's how it was.
Well, now we can
just get this stuff now. I mean, that's how amazing our world is.
Now, I've been putting it in my morning smoothie. What are some of the other ways to take this?
You can literally encapsulate it and take it with you when you're traveling, and that way you avoid getting, you know, that long air flight kind of immune system downer. It's great for that. Another thing is just for quick energy. So you can just throw it in water, down it, and off you go, because polysaccharides are long burning carbohydrates. So they give you long-term energy, and they're medicinal on top of that. And, you know, in the alchemy of how all these things work together, I like to use cordyceps. You know, I throw it on my drink, but I like to use it with chocolate, because in ancient times, chocolate drinks were always, the medicinal mushrooms were always consumed with the chocolate drinks. They have a synergy together, and that makes it kind of fun. And then you could also make chocolate bars or chocolate treats with cordyceps. I've done that. That's pretty fun as well. But I'll tell you one thing. A little goes a long way. You could throw the flavor of your chocolate if you go too much.
Oh, really?
Hey, this is Hope again, guys, and I just want to add in that cordyceps is incredible for deficiency of the thyroid. It's really a wonderful endocrine system booster.
That's awesome, Hope. That's excellent.
Yeah.
And Dave, do you know if that works on the level of, is it an iodine issue? I mean, how is that working?
Well, the thyroid is the most negatively charged pole of our body, and therefore it has a high attraction to positively charged toxins, metabolic waste products, plastics, heavy metals, volatile organic compounds, petroleum byproducts, pesticides, will attract and be kind of gravitate towards that negative pole. In addition to that, our thyroid is located close to our mouth, and our mouth is the dirtiest part of our body. It's where the most bacteria and viruses are. So, you know, we're really throwing a big burden on our thyroid, and then we're not having the right nutrition, and we're using partially hydrogenated soybean oil or soybean oil or things that are natural suppressants of the thyroid and actually cause hypothyroidism. And when we get to foods like Brazil nuts, coconut products, maca, cordyceps, hoshuwu, this naturally turns the thyroid on. And if we supplement on top of that, kelp to get that iodine, maybe even as much as 2 level tablespoons a day, we can have a significant turnaround in getting our body to start breaking down tissue, getting out of hypothyroidism, which is usually associated with that excessive weight gain and that syndrome X where you can't do anything to lose weight, and then suddenly, boom, suddenly you can do something. All of a sudden the weight starts coming off and things start moving. So that's how we would approach it.
That's great. And I said that we were going to talk about Elements for Life right now, but I kind of want to get, right before we do that, I do want to talk about a unique product that is, I believe it's exclusive to Elements for Life, and this is a new product formulated by Dr. Jameth Sheridan, and it's called Revitify. And you said that you've had some experience with this. Why don't you tell us about that and what the whole spectrum of this product is? I love Jameth's products.
Absolutely. I mean, I've grown every single product in that Revitify formula, which is interesting, over the years. So what's in there is, I first got turned on to Moringa. A friend of mine was growing it in Costa Rica. And he said, have you ever heard of this plant? I said, no. And he said, here, check out this book. And Moringa leaves are 4 times as much calcium as spinach, 6 times as much magnesium, 3 times as much iron. I mean, it's ridiculous in terms of its nutrient intake of alkaline minerals and its alkalinity. Also, Moringa leaves can be powdered down, crushed up, and used to purify water. It can be grown in a desert environment, in a clay environment where there's no really good soil. It's an extremely hardy tree. It's like a leguminous tree. It produces long seed pods. It's the bark and the leaves are edible. So it has been considered amongst all the trees in the world as a super nutritive substance that can be grown in places like Ethiopia where there's occasional famines, places like India where there's occasional famines. And that's the leading superfood in this particular formula. The next one is Tulsi, which, you know, I'm a Tulsi grower. I love Tulsi, even though I take one little bit of a leaf and I'm all the way there. I'm very sensitive to it. Tulsi is the holy basil and is generally considered one of the great adaptogenic herbs in Ayurvedic medicine. And by the way, Ayurvedic medicine has 10,000 herbs in it, and Tulsi is considered one of the top three. So that ought to tell us something. And one of the top three also is the next one, ashwagandha. As an ashwagandha grower, that's so funny. I actually have been playing around with all of these things in my garden. Ashwagandha is very closely related to the goji berry, and its major deal is its root, but it produces edible berries. You can actually eat the berries from it, and they look like goji berries. Gachucola is a weed that is growing in many of the different tropical and subtropical regions of the world. It has a semi-spherical, semi-hemispherical leaf shape, a little bit like malva, if you know what that looks like, or mallow. Gachucola is an amazing brain food. And I used to have a guy, he used to deliver wheatgrass to our house, and then he started delivering gachucola, and we would juice it and just get so high on gachucola. It's one of my favorite wild foods. Ginkgo biloba is, for me personally, one of the great trees of the world. It's the last surviving member of a class of trees that once encircled the entire globe and was once the dominant tree form on Earth. Kind of like pine trees are today, that's what ginkgo was in a past age. Ginkgo is very, very hardy, very tough. The leaves are what's edible. It's a brain food. If you're ever walking in downtown Manhattan, once you get down past Houston, almost every single street is ginkgo trees. And the reason why they did that is because, you know, New York City is all mind, it's all mental, and ginkgo operates on the mental level. You know, it holds down that mental energy and keeps people from, you know, losing their mind, literally. And ginkgo's in the formula. And then another personal favorite, hoshuwu, which I have attempted to grow unsuccessfully. I think I'm growing it in too cold of a climate. But hoshuwu is a root of a vining plant. And hoshuwu keeps coming back every year. It's a perennial, and that root gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and eventually you pull it up, and then you dice it up, and you heat it up a little bit and kind of get it crispy, and then you store it, and then you can use it to make teas out of. And hoshuwu is a natural anti-stress, de-stressing, almost ecstatic kind of a superfood, super herb. Its effect is one where it amplifies certain neurotransmitters in your system, like norepinephrine and dopamine, and it amplifies those so you feel almost like an ecstatic feeling, like a bliss feeling. And it's a tonic herb, meaning you can do it all the time and it doesn't lose its magic. And it's considered one of the great longevity herbs in Chinese medicine. And the name hoshuwu is derived from Chinese, and it means Mr. Ho's hairy back, because the original story about hoshuwu is that this guy lost all his hair because he was getting old. Then he started eating hoshuwu, and his hair grew all back. And, in fact, it grew so far back that he even grew hair on his back.
Oh, man. The picture of that is funny.
Isn't that funny? And
yeah.
Then there's seaweeds. There's seaweeds in the formula as well.
There's,
so when you mix
green
all
powder
that
too.
Together, it's potent stuff.
Yeah, and now what's the, you know, I'm a big fan of the vitamin mineral green. I mean, is this something that you can take in, you know, with it, or is this something that you kind of replace the vitamin mineral green from? What's the deal?
You could take it with it. They're complementary to each other.
Mm-hmm.
This formula is a superfood herbal formula that's designed to deliver, for example, more neurotransmitters into the system and to keep those neurotransmitters functioning properly and keep them from being recycled too early. Whereas something like vitamin mineral green is really, you know, it's a compendium of all these different superfoods and vegetables, and it's really mostly kind of a mineral supplement and a chlorophyll supplement. That's, you know, that's kind of how it works. Whereas this is working more on your consciousness, on the brain, on the nervous system, on the neurotransmitters.
Gotcha. All right, so at this time, what I want to do is I want to bring on another guest. What we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about Elements for Life. We've been talking about it this whole call, and my guest wanted to just explain what it is and talk to you a little bit about it, and Dave is going to talk about it too. I'm going to ask a few questions to these guys. And then after that, we're going to really dig into marine phytoplankton, and I'm really stoked about talking about marine phytoplankton because it is something that I've been experimenting with, and I'm not too familiar with it, so I'm really interested in getting a lowdown on that. So, Jim, are you there?
I'm here, Kevin.
Hey, Jim, how are you doing? Everyone, this is Jim Quick, and Jim, why don't we just start a little bit about, give us a quick, like, 30 seconds of who you are, and then let's talk a little bit about Elements for Life.
Okay. I will keep this quick. No pun intended.
This is great.
My background, my name is Jim Quick. I have a company called Quick Learning, and I teach people to learn quickly. For the past 10 plus years, I've taught accelerated learning. I teach people how to speed read, teach them how to improve their memory, and I go to corporations like Marriott and Harvard and help people just learn information because I always know knowledge is power. But I've known David now for what is it now, almost 10 years now, Dave?
It's about 10 years.
Yeah, and he's the one that turned me on to superfoods, and that's when I became raw. And from that point, I've just had this most extraordinary health. And a little while ago, David contacted me, and we were talking about Elements for Life and telling me about all these products, and I tried the products, and I was just blown away because I've been taking superfoods for many years. And so I took a flight to actually meet two of David's friends, Adam and Chad. And I met them. I spent a week out there in San Francisco, and I got a tour of their location, and I met the people. And they're just two of the most conscious people, and they really want to bring superfoods to the world and to the masses. And I was amazed.
So what exactly is Elements for Life? What's the deal?
Okay. Well, the 1 minute on it is Elements for Life is the only raw superfood network marketing company, and it's Adam and Chad. They're very visionary, the conscious founders. They give a portion of the profits to contribute to things like sustainable initiatives and visionary projects. But what I was blown away about it was the people getting involved. For the people, they're actually launching nationally next month, and your listeners are actually the first people to actually hear about this. Some of the distributors that are on board, people like David Wolf, Gabriel Cousins, Laura Fox, you have Daniel Vitalis and Livingstone and Raw Ballerina and Steve Adler, and the list goes on and on. But basically what we wanted to do with your listeners, let them know that this company is about to launch nationally at Raw Spirit Fest, which is, September 12th? I believe both of you are speakers there.
Mm-hmm. That's right, September 12th through the 14th.
Right, in Sedona. So everyone, I'm sure, like a lot of people on the call, looking forward to going to that. And they're going to have such a presence there, and I think after that people are really going to hear about it. But what we wanted to do was a network marketing company a lot of you are familiar with. It's basically taking a product directly to the consumer. It doesn't go through the normal channels of distribution like a shipper and a jobber and a wholesaler and a retailer. Instead, it goes directly to us, the consumer. So we're able to buy it at a discount. And instead of a network marketing company like a traditional company that spends millions of dollars on Madison Avenue and back to corporate America on TV advertising and internet advertising and radio advertising, what they do is they give that money back to the people that really deserve it, the people that actually go out and recommend their products to the people that they care about. And I'm sure the two of you get approached by every network marketing company underneath the sun, like myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been 15 years of that, Jim.
Yeah, and I speak a lot at different network marketing companies, helping them to boost their, to expand their businesses. And I know when I get approached, it's really awkward, because I like the idea of it. But some of the products I really can't back. I'm not a really big proponent for a lot of extra supplementations and vitamins, and I like getting it from a whole, clean, superfoods. And when David told me about this opportunity, I signed on right away, and we're creating a team here. We call it the superhero team of people who are just very, very conscious, and they want to make a difference, and they want to be able to share these products with people. They get it at a discount. And the great thing about it is when they share with two people and those two people share with two people, your product is pretty much paid for. And who doesn't want to get these products for free? So instead of going necessarily to your health food store or somewhere else, they could get these products, they could feel great and help people in the process.
Right. And so there are probably people on this call who have said, either one, I've tried network marketing, and two, this just isn't for me. I mean, what are some of the – how is this different than just signing up for – I don't even know. There's so many out there.
Yeah, there are hundreds of companies out there. I mean, I think what I was – I like yourself, probably kind of when you kind of hear the different things out there. Most people, when they think of network marketing, it's more kind of salesy, kind of pitchy, kind of get your friends kind of try to kind of persuade them to do it. With this, what I liked about when I met with Adam and Chad and talking to David about it is it's the 100%, 180 degrees different approach. This is all about education, which is really what this community is all about. It's about sharing knowledge with people And then that's the beautiful thing about an idea. It's not like economics where if I give you a dollar and you give me a dollar, we still have that same dollar. It's kind of like I share a new idea with you, you share a new idea with me, and then we have two brand new ideas that we could use to kind of make the world more abundant and more you know, more peaceful. So what I was kind of blown away with this was their approach. They put a large emphasis on the actual lifestyle itself, teaching people about superfood. The education is second to none of what I've seen in this industry.
That's great.
This is actually the first time I've seen a network marketing company or a loyalty-based marketing company completely line up with a vision that is like a paradise on earth vision, where everything is organic. There's no compromise on quality. There's a tremendous desire to take the funds and put them back into healthy products, products and projects for the future. And you would think, okay, well, you know, that's all great. But I have seen Chad over a period of 6 years develop the infrastructure for Elements for Life. So I can tell you that there was no stone unturned, and every single aspect of this has been thought out, and there was no rushing into a market or into whatever. This is a well-thought-out project because the goal of it is to really better humankind, and that's why I'm involved in it.
And David, this really is a team-based opportunity. I mean, I know that there's a lot of people who want to create influence, particularly in the raw food and living foods and vegan movement. I mean, this is more like a team, correct? This is what you were talking about before.
Absolutely. You know, I just want to say about the team atmosphere and feeling. Steve Adler and I, my dear friend Steve Adler, who runs Sacred Chocolate, him and I, way back in the early days when we first got into raw foods and superfoods, we used to fast on water and go to mega Amway conventions where there's like 10,000 people there. And we would go there just to get the education and just for the community feel, even though I wasn't even in Amway. I had nothing to do with it. I'd just go there and kind of just slip in there and just pick up all that juice. And I always had the vision that one day I would be doing that for a company that I really believed in completely from every direction, and that's Elements for Life.
Well, that's great. And, Jim, you know, there's some people on this call who may not be able to hang around for the next 15 minutes or so. Why don't you just give a brief line about, you know, what the process someone can go through? One, if they just want the products. Two, if they're interested in maybe learning more about the opportunity. Just run down that very quickly.
Certainly, what I love about this is the simplicity. It's you're in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself, and that's where the team aspect comes into place. So you have a company that's basically run by Chad and by Adam, a visionary team of founders. Which for me, I like because they're very accessible. You know, they're very, you could talk to them, they make all these great changes, and they're really here to be able to support our growth. In fact, they don't even feel like they kind of own it. They feel like they're just stewards of this, and that everyone that gets involved, it's kind of like a big co-op where we could single-handedly kind of, you know, as we build to thousands and tens of thousands of people, be able to share this lifestyle and share superfoods with people outside the community, which I think is amazing. But to come on board, it's really easy. People come in and they just get some product. And they get all these products at a discount. And so instead of going to your local health food store, wherever you go, you get these products there from yourself. And then when you do that, you have the you get your own website for free. And I know I pay, you know, for my other business, you know, for my teaching business, you pay thousands and thousands of dollars for a website. For this, you get it for free. And if anyone goes to your website, you get paid commissions on it. People just buy at your store kind of, and you kind of turn people on that way. And then after that, it's really wonderful when you share with a couple of people and they share with a couple of people. It's something where I spent some time with Rich Dad, you know, a couple of months ago, and he was talking about network marketing. And Rich Dad, Poor Dad, some of you are familiar with the book, Robert Kiyosaki.
Mm-hmm.
He has three books on the power of network marketing, and he recommends everyone gets involved in it because it's like the perfect business. You could get in for very little risk. You could come in and get products at wholesale. You could get all these tax benefits to be able to come along with that. But it's basically saying it takes place, you're leveraging yourself with other people. For example, this company has an amazing compensation plan. It's basically how you get paid every single week and every single month for recommending these products to others. And we're basically doing this all the time. When we recommend a restaurant, when we recommend a store, when we recommend a movie, we're doing network marketing all the time. It's kind of word-of-mouth promotion, but we're not just being paid for it. This would be the equivalent of doing that, but getting a check every single week for sharing value to people. And it's a real free energy kind of exchange. But the power comes from geometric progression. If you find three people, let's say, and then they find three people, you also get paid on those nine people. So if three find three, for a total of nine there, you get paid commissions on every single portion of what people buy. And it's not based so much on sales, it's just based on personal use, because we're going to buy these products anyway, somewhere. And so let's say those nine people find three, you have 27, and then 81, and then, 243, and 729, and 2,100, and 6,300, and 18,000 people. You have all these people that get involved, and it's kind of like the butterfly effect. The butterfly effect in science basically says that if a butterfly in your hometown kind of flaps its wings, it could create a tsunami in halfway across the world. And because you don't know in dynamic systems when you're dealing with people how one idea can spread. And that's how network marketing kind of works. All of a sudden you share with a few people, they share with a few people, all of a sudden you have tens of thousands of people whose lives are better because of it. And because you created all this, revenue for the company, this noble company will actually compensate you for that effort and give you a percentage of that. So if you're, for example, making a few dollars off of, a few thousand people, then some people could build this business to a full-time or solid part-time income, whether they want to pay for their products or pay for their mortgage or actually just do it full-time and quit their job and have some financial freedom. So we are extremely excited about putting together a team that's going to allow people to do that.
Well, and do you want to just give instruction for those who might not stay on the call through the talk on the marine phytoplankton?
I definitely want to hear all about the marine phytoplankton, so I'm going to stay on the call. But I would definitely, all you have to do is contact the person that invited you on this call. The person that invited you on this call is part of the superhero team, and what they could do is direct you to a site that allow you to buy these products at wholesale, and then you could get involved with us. You could come in and just try the products, and you save some money, and you're going to be healthy in that process. Or you could tell the person that contacted you that you're actually interested. You want more information on how to build a part-time business, to align yourself with people to work with people like David Wolf and Gabriel and Daniel Vitales and Steve Adler. These people, work with Adam and Chad and be part of the superhero team, and we'll guide you along the way to be able to do this. We have exclusive conference calls, exclusive events. We were creating these video presentations on how to do it. But at the grassroots, it's the most simple thing on the planet. You don't have to read books and books and books. All you need to do is do what you normally do. If you're getting benefits from these products, all it is comes down to is you're sharing stuff you believe in with people you care about. And that's really the key to it. So we love to have you as part of the team.
That's great. And I guess the question is, who hasn't recommended superfoods to someone before? And wouldn't it be nice to get paid for it? Right.
It's such a radical health revolution that occurs when you eat superfoods. I mean, it's radical. You cannot believe how powerful these things are, and so you're naturally driven to tell everyone about it. And this is an opportunity to kind of combine, your business life with your personal life in a way that, I use like this opportunity, other network marketing opportunities that I got involved with 15 years ago. I've always used them to, everything's a business expense. All of a sudden, then it's your home office. It's not your desk anymore. It's your home office, and you can write that off for your taxes. And that's a great way to lower your tax burden, increase your business sense, and just have fun with it. You're getting it at wholesale rates anyway, so it's great.
Yeah, that is great. So, David, and thanks, Jim, for sharing. We'll have you on towards the end of the call. David, let's get into marine phytoplankton. I'm psyched about this because I honestly don't know enough about it, and I really want to talk to you about some of the specifics of what it can do for you, how it relates to, say, something like krill oil, and just some of the benefits of this incredible superfood.
Well, we were all educated by Jacques Cousteau on the fact that the entire planet's ecosystem, everything on the whole Earth, is based on plankton, and that the elimination of plankton would be the elimination of all life on Earth, that plankton have created our atmosphere, that plankton are the largest biomass of living substance in the world, that plankton are the basis of not only the ocean ecosystem, but also, the fish that eat the various different stages of things that come out of the plankton. For example, krill eat the phytoplankton, then little fish eat the krill, then salmon eat those little fish, and then the salmon swims up on the land, up the creeks, and then the bear eats the salmon, and then the bear goes and poops in the woods. Next thing you know, we got phytoplankton right on in the woods right there. It's affecting everything all over the place. And scientists got smart about 50 years ago and realized, hey, wait a second. We could probably isolate the most powerful marine phytoplankton strains in the ocean for human consumption, for animal consumption, and very likely we would find a super assimilable, super rich, antioxidant rich, chlorophyll rich superfood that would, you know, could be presented to everybody as a food that is agreeable to everybody. Well, that work has been done, and for the first time ever, this marine phytoplankton delivers the phytoplankton to you not in a dried and powdered state, or not dried and powdered and then rehydrated, but actually in its living state, because there was another discovery made in Australia that if you naturally remove 93% of the sodium of ocean water, and you did that through various series of pools, that, and then took that liquid and put it in a jar, threw a blueberry in it, closed the lid, put it on a shelf for a year at room temperature, opened it up a year later, took the blueberry out, it would perfectly preserve that blueberry, puts it in suspended animation. And so the idea came in then of combining this ocean water concentrate with living marine phytoplankton, and for the first time ever, that's now available to us in a super concentrated form that is, you know, what is very likely the most nutritious superfood in the world. In fact, it contains, that marine phytoplankton liquid product contains all known minerals that can be used in human metabolism. It's the only product in the world that you can buy that contains all known minerals in a living substrate, not a dead substrate of, say, salts or, you know, something else like that, like a mineral concentrate, but it's actually a living substrate. Not only that, you know, we've all heard about omega-3 fatty acids, most of us anyway, and how important they are for our neurological health, as an antioxidant for our skin, all of those things, and for cardiovascular health. Well, omega-3 fatty acids begin in the ocean in phytoplankton. So we find, for example, DHA is present in the liquid marine phytoplankton. We find GLA is present in the liquid phytoplankton. We find all the phospholipids, all the things that aren't quite an omega-3 fatty acid yet, but they're trying to get there. And those are the cofactors that make omega-3 fatty acids work better. This is critical, critical stuff for growing children. And we know we cannot go back to fish to get these things anymore because the fish are now grown in farms, so they don't have the right fat content anymore, or they are contaminated with mercury and PCBs. And Ocean's Alive marine phytoplankton, or this marine phytoplankton product, is actually completely pure. There are no contaminants whatsoever, and that is probably going to lead us to the next piece, which is this is going to probably be the primary fuel of our future, because as we move from this world into the stars, we're going to have to take something with us that is pure food in every sense of that word, and it's going to be marine phytoplankton. It's the basis of life on Earth, and that's going to give us all the spectrum of not only minerals, but also the omega-3 fatty acids, the phospholipids, and the polysaccharides, which are present in the marine phytoplankton, and a whole host of other cofactors, which we can get into.
So let's talk about the specifics of where it's grown. Now, is it grown on farms, or is it actually harvested from the ocean?
Well, the original strains come from the ocean,
yeah,
but they're isolated. There are 40,000 species of plankton out there in the ocean, and science identified three of them as being potential candidates for massive human nutrition and consumption. And one of them out of the three was the one chosen for liquid marine phytoplankton. And that one is grown in a giant bioreactor in Europe, which is like a giant ocean environment where they use ocean water and then replicate the conditions of the ocean. So you have no contaminants whatsoever coming from any direction. And then it's concentrated, centrifugally concentrated into a slurry, almost like a peanut butter. It's so thick. And then that's what we vortex and mix into the liquid, which is the ocean water concentrate. And then the way we mix those together, by the way, is actually a vortex technology, which is proprietary and very fascinating on its own. So we're dealing with a super fascinating product from every direction.
Now, you mentioned the omega oils, the omega-3 oils. let's talk about, very specifically, the difference between medium chain and long chain. I know that, you know, hemp and flax, you can get medium chain oils, and then your body needs to convert them. I mean, is this the same thing that's going on with the marine phytoplankton, or is this bioavailable as it is?
It's more, that's, you're onto a very important issue, because most of us are not aware that the omega-3 fatty acids that are present in hemp seed and present in flax seed are, and chia seed as well, are what we call ALA, and alpha-linoleic acid. And what that means is that they have to be converted a few steps, and actually a few complex steps, into the material that our brain is made out of, into the material that our eyes are made out of, into the delicate tissues that are in our cardiovascular system. Now, some of us have metabolic disorders which do not allow that to happen, or due to mineral and nutrient deficiencies, it's not happening, so we're not converting over to the right kind of omega-3 fatty acids. This is why fish oil was usually recommended over hemp seed oil, because fish oil is in the right form that we need, but then we have the problem with, you know, there's ethical issues with the way we're farming fish out of the ocean, there's the mercury problem, the PCB problem, all this stuff. And so what we really have to find is the right kind of fatty acids in the an immediately assimilable form, and that is found in marine phytoplankton.
And how much of it do you need to take? I mean, it comes in a little dropper bottle. I mean, it seems like you'd want to take, you know, a lot of it, you know, because I've taken fish oil in the past. And, you know, how much of this do you take comparatively?
Well, you've got to start out with one drop, because every event that I do personally, when I'm out there with, you know, people and I'm educating them about marine phytoplankton, I just get a bottle out and we pass it around the whole audience, because one drop of this stuff is enough to feel effects. It's that potent. Now, what you would do is you start with one drop, and then you gradually work your way up to one or two droppers full. And a dropper full is maybe 7 to 10 drops. And you would just put that in, say, an orange juice. You could put it in your water, or you could put it into your favorite beverage, or you could just put it right in your mouth. It's pretty intense, but, you know, you can handle it after a while. And then that's kind of your daily dosage, and that's enough to give you all the goodies, because what we're talking about here is extremely concentrated, whereas fish oil really isn't extremely concentrated. You know, you can see through it in a lot of cases. It's clear, whereas this marine phytoplankton is like thick green. You can't even see through it. It's opaque.
And because of its pigmentation, I mean, it must have just a slew of antioxidants in it.
Right. It's well, all the phytoplanktons or microalgae, from AFA blue-green algae from Klamath Lake to spirulina to marine phytoplanktons, all of these organisms existed on the planet when the atmosphere was very different, when there was much more radiation hitting the surface of the Earth. So they have antioxidants that can actually protect them from extremes we will probably never see on this planet. I mean, there were times when there were 80 volcanoes exploding on the Earth at one time. You know, we're not, now the planet's much more calm, but those organisms survived that and they're still here. And therefore, that adaptability can be handed over to us when we consume those foods as well.
That's great. Well, I think right now is probably a good time to wrap this call up. I know that we went over, you know, this, I know, well, hold on a second. I just got something through IM here. Awesome. This is a great question. I take back everything I just said, and I'm gonna ask this question for you here, David. There are so many superfoods. What is the best way to get them all in during the day? So there are ones that you should not take with another. Oh, okay. I got you. I got what the question is. What are some foods? How can you get them all in? And are there ones that you can't take with each other?
Good question. The best way to get it all in is the smoothie idea, the protein shake. I've mentioned before that what we're really doing with our protein shake now is we're taking that to its logical destiny, which we're getting off the whey protein and the gelatin and all that stuff that's in those really poor quality kind of protein powders, and we're just getting rid of that. Now we're going to real protein, which is superfood protein. Marine phytoplankton is a complete protein source, and it's highly bioavailable. Same could be also said for spirulina, blue-green algae, bee pollen, maca, although maca is missing one essential amino acid. Goji berry is a complete protein source. so when we start looking at these superfoods, we realize, whoa, these are all complete protein sources. And we go into the smoothie idea or the new shake, and we blend it up, and that way we can get it all together. Now, are there any that contraindicate to each other, that conflict with each other? And the answer is apparently not. They all seem to go well together. It's pretty amazing, actually. And that's pretty cool because that means you can get all these goodies into one drink, throw it in your car, and you're off, and you've got something to snack on throughout the afternoon if you're driving around or if you're at work, you have a drink for yourself.
That's great. Thank you for answering that. came at the last minute. It's actually from Anne Marie. So here we go. Jim, you still on the line?
I'm here, Kevin.
All right, great. Well, why don't you just again, as we're wrapping up this call, why don't you talk just briefly again about the Elements for Life and a little bit about, you know, where people can go to try some of these products. This sounds pretty awesome. I know I've looked at the line of products. I've tried a whole bunch of them. Tell everyone where they can get that, and then we'll wrap this up.
All right, thank you. Well, basically, you're just going to go back to the person that's contacted you, invite you on this call, and hopefully you want to thank them because this business is wildly simple. You know, you're basically talking to people about things you believe in, and that's it. The company itself, they take care of the inventory, they take care of the order processing, they take care of the shipping, they take care of the customer service. All we do is we get paid to eat the best foods ever, get healthy, help people we care about, and basically make new friends. So right now, I think that the timing is right. If you've ever looked into network marketing before or want to ever see it, be part of it when it's done right, we're basically setting up leadership right now for people who want to be really in the beginning. I mean, there are many states here which don't even have one distributor yet. So when we launch next month at Raw Spirits Fest and people at a national level find out about it, that's what we're kind of building for. So if you want one of those kind of top positions and you want to be placed right and you want to be part of this amazing superhero team that David and all these all-star superfoodists are a part of, I think this story is something that's really going to affect people's lives. We're attracting and assembling some amazing people around the country, and we love everyone here to be a part of it. So all you do is contact the person who invited you on this call. They could get you to some of the products. You could get it at a discount. And they're all, you know, guaranteed. And if you like the product and you recommend it to a few people, all of a sudden you'll find that your products are paid for. And if you want to come into it at a very bigger business and kind of work with David and myself and a lot of these superfoodists that are leading the nation, spreading the world around, so this message around the world, then tell them that. And then we can get you information on that also. So we look forward to talking to many of you and having you part of the team.
That's great.
And we're also looking forward to meeting all of you. Jim, we're doing that event September 3rd in White Plains. Is that right?
Yes, we're going to be doing events around the country now. So, like, we're going to do our East. We're setting it up where David and a number of of his peers are going to be coming around, and we're doing an event here in New York. The week before Raw Spirit. And we're going to be doing a three-day event through Connecticut and just in the Northeast here. And then, you know, probably there's also events going on where you're located as well. We also have a support site for people to plug into. So you're in business, you know, for yourself, but not by yourself. You'll be able to meet everyone that's involved, share ideas, different ways that you're kind of building business and different recipes and post videos up in terms of what's working for you. I've never seen this level of support ever in any kind of business, network marketing or otherwise. The level of personal development, the level of integrity, the level of character of the people that are getting involved, it's just something it will change the world. So if people ever wanted to be part of something, you know, at that level, you feel in your heart that at some point, you know, there's a reason why you're listening to this call. And, you know, I don't know if it was design or it was kind of destiny, then we want to be able to work with you. And maybe just, you know, if you're skeptical, it's great because you just want to know the information. Maybe you've done something in the past and it didn't work out quite how you thought it would. Maybe that this company right now, if you've been asking for it and you're ready to receive, maybe this is the one that fulfills on all the promises and the dreams and the hopes that you had, you know, in the past. You know, and this is great because you do it at low risk. You're not changing. You're not quitting your job. You're not doing. You're just basically taking products you love, sharing with people you care about, working with some of the best people ever. You know, sharing the best superfoods ever, and making a real difference.
Well, Jim, I don't think anyone could have said that better. thank you so much for sharing. And David, you too. I really appreciate you guys being on this call. Thank you for Elements for Life, for creating such an incredible company. It sounds just, it's absolutely amazing. And David, any last words? Any maybe? How about what's your most favorite superfood right now?
It changes every week.
I know it does.
I mean, it's probably I don't know. It flips around. I mean, I've been growing goji berries this summer, so that was really high on the list. But then I got so deep into spirulina with the research on spirulina that suddenly was top in the list. And then just, you know, in the last, like, few days, I've been really into blue-green algae and the marine phytoplankton. So, you know, I think it switches around every week. I'm not sure.
That's great. Well, I want to thank you guys, everyone on the call, Hope and Jim and David and everyone who listened to this call. I just thank you for spending your time. I know how important everyone's time is, and I usually say this at the end of all my calls, but I know how important your time is, and I just want to thank you for sharing it with us, because, you know, this is an hour, and I hope that you learned something, because that's what, you know, we're all here to do, is to share some information from you, with you. I hope that you took some notes so you can take them down and you can, you know, talk about this to some other people who may be in need. And once again, my name is Kevin Gianni from RenegadeHealth.com. And for myself and my guests, David Wolf and Jim Quick and Hope, have an awesome evening. And remember, together we can change the health of the world.
Thanks,
have a good night,
Kevin.
Everyone.
Thanks, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
the moderator has disconnected. The call will now end. Welcome to the conferencing service. Please enter your conference ID followed by the pound sign. Thank you. Please hold while we validate your conference ID. Conference ID accepted. The moderator has not yet arrived. Please wait.